Unit 64, Revision Unit. Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
I look forward to hearing from you. Yours sincerely, etc., etc.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Thank you, Lily. When's my next appointment?
Mrs. Bennett is coming at 12.
Oh, good. In that case, I've got time for some Japanese practice.
Oh.
I've just brought a new cassette. I'll practice with it for a few minutes.
Good idea.
Now, where's my cassette player? Ah, yes. Could you pass me that cassette, please, Lily?
This one?
Yes.
There you are.
Thank you. Listen to a little of this. You might find it interesting.
Okay.
There was a farmer who bought a watch. He kept the watch for about 2 years, and the watch finally stopped on him. He couldn't figure out what was wrong. He opened up the back of the watch, and there was a dead bug inside. He says, no wonder it stopped. The engineer's dead.
Just a minute.
That didn't sound like Japanese.
This can't be the right cassette.
I think you're right.
Let's listen again.
There was a farmer who bought a watch. He kept the watch for about 2 years, and the watch finally stopped on him. He couldn't figure out what was wrong. He opened up the back of the watch, and there was a dead bug inside. He says, no wonder it stopped. The engineer's dead.
Well, it's definitely not my Japanese cassette.
No.
They must have made a mistake at the shop. Yes. Look, it says, practice your Japanese on the box. And English with an accent on the cassette.
Never mind. I enjoyed the joke.
Yes. It's quite good, isn't it? The engineer's dead.
Talking about the past. Revision.
Listen.
I was standing at the bar in a cheap saloon in Phoenix, Arizona. I'd just arrived that afternoon from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd had a couple of beers and I was feeling okay, 9 on a scale from 1 to 10. I'd been on the trail for 14 days. The bartender looked at my glass. I said, same again. A man came in through the open door and I knew I was in danger. I thought we'd met somewhere before. He didn't seem like a stranger. He looked at me across the room, his eyes were hard and as cold as stone. It was quiet in the heat of the afternoon. Everybody else had disappeared and I was all alone.
Listen and answer. Have you ever been to Phoenix, Arizona or Tulsa, Oklahoma? Did you have a holiday last year?
What were you doing yesterday evening at 8 o'clock? Did you sleep well last night?
When did you begin this English course? Had you already studied English before you began this course?
Good wishes. Revision.
Listen.
Birthday. How's it feel to be 21? And I hear that you've got your diploma. Congratulations, well done. Norman, have a nice day in the country. Be careful that you don't get lost. All the best for your driving test. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Listen and repeat. Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary.
Good luck.
All the best.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Listen and say, congratulations. Or, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm 21 today.
I'm going to get married.
I've lost my job.
My sister isn't very well.
I passed my exam.
I failed my exam.
Likes and dislikes. Revision.
Listen.
Mondays are miserable, Tuesdays are terrible, Wednesdays they're not too horrific. Thursdays are okay and Fridays are good days, but Saturday nights are really terrific, really terrific.
Oh yes.
I can't stand Mondays,
I don't like
Tuesdays.
Wednesdays,
they're all right. I quite like Thursdays, I really like Fridays, but most of all I like Saturday, my favorite day. Saturday night.
Listen and answer. Are you interested in opera? Who's your favourite film star? Which films do you prefer, westerns or comedies?
Do you enjoy cooking? Do you like or dislike big cities?
Are you keen on one particular hobby? Do you enjoy studying English?
Song.
You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, sung by Dusty Springfield.
Wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you. You
written English.
Dictation. First, listen to these quotations from The Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Bierce. Don't write anything.
Bore. A person who talks when you want him to listen. Egotist. A person of low taste, more interested in himself than in me. Optimism. The belief that everything is beautiful, including what is ugly. Peace. A period of cheating between two periods of fighting. Year. A period of 365 disappointments.
Now listen again and write the quotations.
Bore. A person who talks when you want him to listen. Egotist. A person of low taste, more interested in himself than in me. Optimism. The belief that everything is beautiful, including what is ugly. Peace. A period of cheating between two periods of fighting. Year. A period of 365 disappointments. Synopsis.
Dialogue. I had a really strange dream last night.
What was it about?
Well, I was visiting a country that I didn't know.
Which country?
I don't know. I don't think it was a real country.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, I'd never been there before, and I was travelling by myself.
What was the weather like?
The weather?
Yes.
It was very hot, and the sun was very bright.
Oh, good.
Are you taking this seriously?
Yes, of course. Go on. I love hearing about people's dreams.
Well, I was in a town that had long, wide streets, and I wanted to buy a map. So I was looking for a shop where I could buy one.
Yes.
I was looking for a shop where I could buy a map, but I couldn't find the shop because I didn't have a map.
That must have been a strange feeling.
It was a very strange feeling, but it seemed quite normal, too.
What did you do?
I decided to ask somebody where I could find a shop that sold maps.
Were there a lot of people in the streets?
Oh, yes. All the streets were crowded, and all the people were talking very fast, in very loud voices.
What language were they speaking?
That was the problem. I didn't know what language they were speaking. I'd never heard it before.
Was it like English?
No, not at all. It was completely different. But there was one very strange thing.
What was that?
Well, the people were talking to each other in the language I'd never heard before.
Yes.
But when they passed me, they looked at me and said something in English.
What did they say?
Well, the people who passed me on the right said, "It's a long road that has no turning." And the people who passed me on the left said, "Good luck."
That's fascinating.
What do you think it means?
I've no idea, but it's really fascinating.